average is down 71 points at 47,811. The S&P has gained 3 points, and the NASDAQ is up 36 points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At Progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Trinity Lutheran Church, presenting a community sing-along featuring songs to welcome in the Christmas season. Also accepting food donations for community food pantries. December 7th, 7 p.m. More at tlclawrence.org. For the afternoon, beginning with Bach and the Sinfonia from the Christmas Oratorio, performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, led by Robert Shaw, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson, here to keep classical music going through the afternoon time. And in this noon hour, we have some English works to help us do that, such as music for the ballet stage, a suite of dances by composer Gustav Holst, as well as the Atkins Ensemble, and they've got a fantasy quartet, one that radiates passion, from composer Frank Bridge. They'll be here for our edification a little bit later today on KPR. Thanks for being with us on this Thursday afternoon. Onward now with the New York Philharmonic and conductor Kurt Mazur to hear early music written by Tchaikovsky in 1866. At that time, Tchaikovsky was a young composer, having recently graduated from the St. Petersburg Conservatory, and he got right to work in the business of writing symphonies. The first symphony that he composed in 1866 was a reflection on the Russian winters, which could be brutal. Symphony No. 1 in G minor, Tchaikovsky called it Winter Daydreams. We'll listen to Movement 1 of his first symphony, Daydreams of a Wintry Road, as played by the New York Philharmonic, Kurt Mazur conducting on Kansas Public Radio. Known as Daydreams of a Wintry Road, the first movement in Symphony No. 1 in G minor, Winter Daydreams, music by Tchaikovsky, composed in 1866, and played today by the New York Philharmonic, conducted by Kurt Mazur, on Kansas Public Radio. We're about 25 minutes into our noon hour, and still to come, the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony, with a ballet suite, a suite of dances by composer Gustav Holst, in just about 13 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. And the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, My First Concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago, the musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. 22 degrees now on the KU campus. Today's high around 29. Sunny skies throughout and clear this evening. Chilly temperatures a low of 19 degrees. Before tomorrow, warms up a tad bit. We'll have temperatures in the mid-40s for tomorrow. We're with the Atkins Ensemble next, led by cellist Christopher Atkins, and we have some music from an English composer. Born in 1879, Frank Bridge, who early in his life was an attendee of the Royal College of Music and one of the students of Charles Villiers Stanford, and a man who would go on to be one of the best teachers of Benjamin Britten. What we'll listen to is some chamber music he composed, some music that radiates passion, his fantasy quartet in F-sharp minor on Kansas Public Radio. F Fantasy Quartet in F-sharp minor from English composer Frank Bridge, performed by cellist Christopher Adkins with the Adkins Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. 12:40 now, 20 minutes until the top of the hour and NPR News. This week's Classics Live is opening night from this summer Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka. Music by Haydn and Brahms, the Second Symphonies. A viola concerto as well by one Carl Stamitz. Excitement awaits tonight at 7 and during Classics Live here on Kansas Public Radio. Also happening today and indeed all the rest of this week, KPR is engaged in our year-end winter drive. With the loss of federal funding, we're hoping to end the year in a strong financial position. You can help make that happen with a pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Everything that we do here on KPR is made possible with your support, and that's more true now than it has ever been. Someone I'd like to say thank you to for pledging today, Mary of Olathe, Kansas, who always streams KPR when there's a problem with the vehicle. Thanks very much, Mary, for your support. You can be the next one to pledge your support, again, at kansaspublicradio.org, and thank you. The Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and conductor Adrian Leeper with us next for a ballet suite in E flat major from Gustav Holst, next on KPR. Ballet suite from Gustav Holst, performed by the Radio Symphony, the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1 p.m. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. NPR News and more classical music on the way. Support for news comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now until January 4th. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs for use in restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Yes, it's the Robert Shaw Orchestra and Chorale bringing us the Hallelujah Chorus from Handel's Messiah here on Kansas Public Radio. Do you enjoy the Messiah and are perhaps interested in hearing it performed live? You're going to have your chance starting this weekend. The Kansas City Symphony and Symphony Chorus is putting on the Messiah in its entirety starting this Friday, the 5th, at a 7 p.m. performance at the Kauffman Center, 7 p.m. Saturday, the 6th, and a 2 p.m. performance on Sunday. Find out all about this weekend's performances of the Messiah and how to attend over at kcsymphony.org. And thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on Thursday afternoon. We'll hear from the Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra to hear dances by Leos Janáček, the Nicholas Esterházy Symphonia with a little bit more Christmas cheer as well. All the while, KPR is in the middle of our winter drive. With this year's loss of federal funding, KPR is hoping to finish the year in a strong financial position. You can help by pledging your support at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Everything that we do here on KPR is possible with listener support. That's more true now than it has ever been. If you're in a position to support KPR, we hope you can do so. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks to all of you who have taken that step thus far. We'll enjoy ourselves next with the Cleveland Orchestra and conductor George Zell enjoying a few dances from Bedrich Smetana's Bartered Bride on KPR. Bedrich Smetana's Dances from the Bartered Bride, performed by the Cleveland Orchestra, conducted by George Zell on Kansas Public Radio. 1:21 now, and in this 1 p.m. hour, we still have to hear from the Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra with Leos Janáček's Latkin Dances, and a little bit more holiday music with the Nicholas Esterházy Symphonia, all just ahead, here on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And Liverpool Legends, performing the complete Beatles experience, narrated by Louise Harrison, Saturday, December 27, 7:30 p.m. at the Topeka Performing Arts Center. Information can be found at liverpoollegends.com. Well, before we get to the Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra, we're joined by the Hartley Trio. We'll listen to a fantasy trio in A minor from English composer John Ireland next on KPR. A fantasy trio in A minor from English composer John Ireland. A performance by the Hartley Trio today on Kansas Public Radio. 1:33 now. We'll hear from the Nicholas Esterházy Symphonia before the hour is through, with some holiday music, and classical music continues till 3 p.m. KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. We hope that you'll take a moment to reflect on how classical music enriches your life, bringing you the solace in your mornings and the peace and focus throughout your day. This music that speaks to your soul is a vital part of our community. And with federal funding gone, KPR now relies almost entirely on listener support. And this is your final chance this year to double your impact. Join now with a pledge of support to that website, kansaspublicradio.org. And your gift will be matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support keeps this cherished music alive. Thank you for your support. The Czech State Philharmonic brings us our next performance, the first mature orchestral work of composer Leos Janáček, written first in 1888 and based on the folk music of the Moravian Wallachian region. We've got for you Latkin Dances, next on KPR. One of the first so-called mature orchestral works from composer Leos Janáček, from 1888, Latkin Dances, Czech folk dances arranged for orchestral performance, with dances collected from the Moravian Wallachian region. A performance by the Czech State Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. About 5 minutes to go until the next NPR News update. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for over 20 years. For more information, visit bluecollarpress.com. The Nicholas Esterházy Symphonia's rendition of Away in a Manger on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now. Stay tuned next for NPR News. In the next hour, we've got more holiday fun for you with the London Brass with a medley of Christmas carols and the beautiful Symphony on a French Mountain Air from Vincent Dundy, the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France, with quite a performance for us in the next hour. Hope you can stay with us.
Daryl.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Bayer. Bayer is dedicated to delivering breakthroughs that save lives and feed the world using the scientific process. Learn more at sciencedelivers.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. At the piano there, Murray Pariah with a very cool performance in more than one sense. The music was by Friedrich Chopin and a famous keyboard etude of his in A minor, etude number 11 of Opus 25, known as the Winter Wind Etude, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once more. I'm Jeff Watson, here for just a little while longer for a bit more wonderful classical music, as well as holiday cheer. For piano and orchestra, we've got the beautiful Symphony on a French Mountain Air by Vincent Dundee, and we'll spend a bit of time with the London Brass with a festive medley of Christmas carols, all just ahead. All the while that we're enjoying classical music this week, KPR is engaged in its year-end winter drive. With the loss of federal funding, we're hoping to end the year in a strong financial position, and you can help us make that goal by pledging at kansaspublicradio.org. Some folks who made the decision to pledge a little bit earlier this afternoon that I'd like to say thank you to: Shelley Sandberg of Lawrence, Kansas, who pledged today. Thank you so much. As well as a pair of anonymous donors from Lawrence, Kansas. We may not know who you are, but you know. And we certainly thank you for your support. You can pledge your support and have your pledge matched by the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation by pledging at kansaspublicradio.org. A big thanks to all of you who have done so. Your support means the world to us and makes everything that we do here possible. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic Orchestra will have them back now to enjoy some music from an English composer of the mid-19th century, one Granville Bantock, composer who, among other things, was instrumental in helping found the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra. We'll listen to his Old English Suite. Adrian Leeper conducts the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic on KPR. From English composer Granville Bantock and Old English Suite, Adrian Leeper and the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:26 now, we're a few short minutes away from a performance by the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France and pianist Catherine Collard with a Symphony on a French Mountain Air from composer Vincent Dundee. Quite a lovely piece. It's going to be in just a minute here on KPR. Thanks for being with us on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the iconic 1983 holiday movie, on Tuesday, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu and the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. We'll spend a little time having fun next with the London Brass. We have a festive medley of Christmas carols to enjoy. Let's hear it on Kansas Public Radio. The London Brass and a festive medley of Christmas carols for you here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:33, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Later on tonight, at 7, of course, we bring you Classics Live, tonight with the opening night of this summer's Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, with symphonies by Haydn and Brahms and a viola concerto by Karl Stamitz. Excellent entertainment awaits you tonight at 7, Classics Live, from 7 to 8 p.m., and then from 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny, with a unique and special holiday tango for you that you won't want to miss, and Piazzolla's Four Seasons. More music awaiting you tonight, getting underway at 7 p.m. tonight on Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more performance for you. It's brought to us by the Radio Philharmonic Orchestra of France and the music by French composer Vincent Dandy. Much like the Latkian dances we heard in the last hour, this too is based on folk music, regional folk music, in this case, the mountainous region of south-central France. Dandy collected mountain songs in about the year of 1886, which he used to craft the following piano and orchestral creation, Symphony on a French Mountain Air. Pianist Catherine Collard and the Radio Philharmonic of France on KPR. Conductor Marif Yanofsky, the Radio Philharmonic of France, and pianist Catherine Collard in the 1886 Symphony on a French Mountain Air by French composer Vincent Dandy on Kansas Public Radio.
Hi, this is Philly, directing. It'll be matched by the Harrison Family Fund with the Douglas County Community Foundation. Your support today secures tomorrow's news.
KBR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's about 3 p.m. and we'll bring you the news from All Things Considered next. Tonight at 7, Classics Live and Tango Thursday with Destiny from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. I'll have more music for you tomorrow at noon here on Kansas Public Radio.